Well, it's time now for our weekly check-in in the world of sports with NPR, the host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
Let's get right down to business and talk about that controversy with San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick when he refused to stand for the national anthem during a preseason game last Friday. He explained afterwards that he was protesting police brutality.
There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standards.
He's getting a lot of pushback for what he did, though, Bill. Your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting, Magna. He is getting some pushback, and some officials, particularly associated with the police, have said, you know, they're not particularly appreciative of that that sentiment. He's also getting a lot of support. His teammates, some coaches, and lots of different people have supported him for standing up for something that he believes and for, more specifically, making such a public stand that it has generated a response.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing that on the one hand, as you noted, San Francisco Police, the San Francisco Police Union, or a San Francisco Police Union, has demanded that the NFL denounce Kaepernick. But on the other hand, there's this trending hashtag, Veterans for Kaepernick, that show U.S. members of the U.S. military showing their support of his right to protest, whether or not they agree what he was protesting about. You know, I have to say, we were looking at an article from the Bleacher Report, Mike Freeman, who wrote that he had talked to seven members of various front offices at the NFL, and most of those front office folks said that they think Kaepernick could be or would be or will be released by the 49ers and never play in the NFL again.
Yeah, there was some speculation that he would be released simply because he's not the best quarterback that they could put on the field, which is the reason teams generally release players. I don't know how much this would have to do with it. I'm sure that if he were released, there would be people who would say that that was the reason for his release. But I think there's a much larger issue here, and I think Kaepernick would agree. He's not the story. The story really is that somebody has stood up and said, hey, we should be paying attention to the fact that we live in a culture that is institutionally segregated and discriminatory. We live in a culture that tolerates all manner of injustice, racial injustice and other sorts of injustice. And why should somebody who feels strongly about that stand and honor the flag that stands, in his mind at least, for that culture? Why not say, I will stand for that flag when this country becomes as great as it can possibly be, not in Donald Trump's terms, but in terms of actually accomplishing something for its poorest and most disadvantaged citizens? This, to me, is a very patriotic stand. And the way you define patriotism, I suppose, depends on where you come from. Yeah. But to me, this is an admirable move.
You know, your point is very well taken, Bill. But I am curious about why does it seem that when a black athlete chooses to take a public stand like that on the field of play, there does seem to be more... The storm of controversy seems to swirl ever more vigorously around that, around black athletes.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I think that's why it took significant courage for Colin Kaepernick to do what he did. I think what you've just said simply demonstrates the fact that we live in a culture that's not entirely fair and equitable and just.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about how to make the transition now to another football story, which, given all that we talked about regarding justice and taking a stand, this seems like so much smaller potatoes. Yeah, but
story about two white quarterbacks.
Yes. The Patriots, they close out their preseason this Thursday against the Giants, and they'll be playing their first four games of the regular season without Tom Brady. He's going to be serving his Deflategate suspension. But quickly, Bill, how did backup QB Jimmy Garoppolo do?
Well, I kind of feel like I don't want to dignify that question with an answer because
Of course you do.
And I understand your job requires you to ask the question. We're talking about preseason football games. This is the greatest ripoff in the NFL, which is so full of ripoffs, where they force you to buy tickets to preseason games if you buy a season ticket. Nobody wants to see these preseason games. I mean, even if Tom Brady weren't suspended because of Deflategate, he wouldn't be playing all that much in a preseason game. He'd be playing part of it and then sitting down and resting so he'd be ready for the regular season. yes, people are, of course, drawing conclusions about his backup's play at quarterback. It doesn't mean anything. This guy could throw 11 touchdowns four straight weeks, and Tom Brady would still be the starting quarterback in game five.
Okay. Well, let's just squeeze in one last thing here because I do want to ask you about that. Only a Game has some coverage planned coming up this weekend, I think, of Rio and the Paralympics in the coming weeks, and also Rio the City post the Olympics Games. Can you just tell us briefly about that?
Well, I can tell you what our ambition is as far as Rio, coverage of Rio going forward. We did a rather ambitious piece about people who had been dispossessed in one of the favelas in Rio in preparation for the Olympics. They had their homes torn down and wrecked. They were all moved unceremoniously into all sorts of other places, which were much less convenient to the work they were trying to do and that sort of thing. And we're going to follow up on that months down the line. We're going to see what happens to that land that was basically home to thousands of people, and we're going to see what developers got it and what sort of housing replaces the housing that basically workers were occupying.
Well, looking forward to that reporting as it develops, but we also have the show coming up this weekend, which you can hear on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and your guide will be Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, thanks so much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.